Mellors and Sellers. A comedy thriller in four installments by Alan Melville, with Robert Lang as Sellers and Edward Hardwick as Mellors. Part 1, Unnatural Hazard.
Last time we'll hear that at close range for a few weeks, thank God.
Amen to that.
Longest session I've ever yawned through.
Of course. If your lot hadn't kept coming up with all those damn silly amendments...
If your lot hadn't tried to cram in so many damn ridiculous bills...
If the budgie, your Mrs. Thatcher, hadn't kept on giving us all a wigging as though we were the fourth form at Rodine...
If Sonny Jim hadn't been so busy explaining that fringe benefits for hairdressers come within the social contract...
Do you know, old man, since this session started, I've barely seen my wife before 3 a.m. Then she's been sound asleep.
I've barely seen my wife. Well, barely, perhaps, isn't the word. Until 4 a.m. She's been out on the town.
Really?
With a liberal, too. That's the terrible thing.
Oh, well, it's our job, I suppose. Being whips. Even assistant deputy chief whips. You know what Shakespeare said, don't you?
Depends, old man. He said an awful lot in his time. Went on and on. Like old Percy Prostate, your chap from Bletchington North.
Bear the whip. And scorns of time.
Scorns of time is right. 38 all-night sessions. They say the Russians are going to launch a spacecraft to orbit the circles under the speaker's eyes.
Well, it's over, thank God.
Where are you going for the recess? Nursing your constituency?
My constituency doesn't require nursing.
Beyond care, I suppose. Must be returning you with a majority of 8,173.
Do you mind? 8,174.
Not so much a constituency as a geriatric ward. Where are you going?
I'm going to Lytham.
What?
Nothing wrong in going to Lytham, is there? Delightful place. One of the best golf courses in the country. I'm going to play golf, and I'm going to watch the International All-Amateur Championships, sponsored this year by 3 tobacco companies, 2 whiskey companies, 1 racing car tire concern, and a chain of betting shops. Do you play golf?
No, stupid game. Walking all that distance to try and get a small ball into a hole that only just fits. It's like trying to get Willie Hamilton into the court circular.
Where are you going, then?
As a matter of fact, I'm going to Blackpool.
Blackpool?
But of course, being a conservative, I don't stay in Blackpool itself, I mean. But it wouldn't look right if I were found on the Big Dipper by one of your lot.
Or sucking an iced lolly on top of a tram in an open-necked shirt. Norman St. John Stevens wouldn't like it.
So I stay at St. Anne's.
St. Anne's?
What's the matter? You look as though Enoch Powell had risen on a point of order.
Well, I mean, Lytham, St. Anne's, they're one and the same town, really. Sort of coalition. Where do you stay?
I stay in a very charming little hotel called the Avant-Garde.
Oh, my God.
Now, what's the matter?
I am staying at the Avant-Garde.
A small world, isn't it? What train are you on?
11:15 to Manchester.
Me too.
Have you reserved a seat?
Yes, E17.
Isn't that extraordinary? I'm E18.
With any luck, they might be on opposite sides of the gangway. Shall we pair, as when your Percy Prostate is in bladder trouble and my Walter Incarnus is plastered?
I thought the great thing about a recess was getting away from it all.
So did I. Bye-bye, Barbara. Happy halls, Harold. Ta-ta, Ted. Good shrimping, Shirley. You don't play bingo, do you?
Good Lord, no. I'm a socialist. I only play the stock market and golf.
Well, we can go our own ways, follow our separate pursuits, and meet in the cool of the evening for the occasional snifter.
Sounds exactly like what we do here in the house.
You gentlemen together or separate?
Well, we're not exactly Siamese twins. We're lunching together, but paying the bills separately. Unless... Old man, you had thought of...
No. You'll be having your usual working man's bottle of Beaujolais.
You've got to support the common market, you know.
I, as a staunch Conservative, will have a pale ale. So we'll pay the bills separately.
Fruit juice, grapefruit segments, or soup?
What is the soup?
Oxtail.
Funny thing, it's always oxtail.
Why British Rail are so far behind.
I must say, the standard of repartee on your side of the house in the past session wasn't what you'd call sparkling. That did little or nothing to help. Fruit juice, please.
And for me.
Chicken or fish?
Has the fish that bright pink sauce all over it that tastes like damp blotting paper?
It has a pink sauce, sir. I wouldn't say it was all that bright a pink, sir. Just a nice, pleasant pink, sir.
Like the Financial Times.
Or Sally Oppenheim's new panties.
I'll have the chicken with that pale grey sauce that tastes of underfelt.
And for me, I suppose.
Cheese, pinch melba, or queen of puddings.
Queen of puddings?
They added it to the menu when Richard Marsh got his knighthood.
For services, most of which either arrived late or were cancelled owing to points failure.
I'll have the cheese, please.
I can't make up my mind between Melba and Mam.
There'll be jam on Mam.
That's what I'm afraid of. I'll have the peach Melba.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Well, 7 glorious weeks away from it all.
No more all-night sittings.
No more histrionics from Andrew Foles.
No more bull from Eric Heffer.
No more rounding up the invalids to get them in to vote dead or alive. There were times when it wasn't so much a chamber as a bedpan.
Different for you socialists, of course. All you have to do is send a fleet of Rolls Royces to the London Clinic and yank all your malingerers out of their private booper beds.
I say, Manners, old man.
Yes?
Shall we come to a little pact? While we're in Lytham, shall we agree not to talk politics?
Well, certainly. It suits me.
No politics of any kind.
Agreed.
Soup, gentlemen.
We were fruit juice.
Were you?
Definitely.
Oh, sorry about that. Would either of you gentlemen be a Mr. Vincent Mellows, MP?
Yes, that's me.
A note for you, sir.
Note?
Perhaps it's from Mrs. Thatcher, asking you to go back and help Dennis distemper the loggia.
Who gave you this?
Gentleman sitting at the end table in the non-smoking. Oh, he's gone. Oh, he paid his bill. He was on the first sitting.
What did he look like?
Oh, didn't pay much attention, sir. He was reading Gene Rook in the Daily Express. Upside down.
Upside down?
Yeah, struck me as funny, sir. Unless he didn't want to be seen. Wanted to conceal himself,
in
like.
In which case, Gene Rook's as good cover as anyone.
If you see this chap again on the train, let me know, will you?
Yes, sir. It was fish to follow, wasn't it?
Chicken?
Oh, sorry about that.
What does the note say?
It says, when you're in Lytham, don't get mixed up in anything that doesn't concern you. Just a friendly bit of advice.
Signed?
No. Friendly is misspelt. E before I.
That's the way it ought to be spelt, isn't it?
No, old man. I before E.
You sure?
Well, now you've started asking the sort of damn fool questions which socialists always ask, I'm not at all sure. Odd, isn't it, this note?
Distinctly odd.
Well, some cracked, I suppose.
Perhaps they're after home rule for Lytham St. Anne's. But are planning to hold demos on the 18th.
18th? That's the day after tomorrow.
I meant the 18th green.
Oh. How long is it since you stayed in this hotel we're going to, the Avant-Garde?
Oh, 3 years, I suppose.
They've tarted it up quite a bit. They now have Muzak.
No.
No, but yes. You shall have Muzak wherever you go.
Afternoon, gentlemen. You have reservations?
Yes, my PA rang you. My name is Mellers, Vincent Mellers. This is, well, in a manner of speaking, a friend of mine, Mr. Sellers, Mr. Arnold Sellers.
One of my PAs rang you?
Oh, yes, of course, gentlemen. Politicians, aren't you?
There seems no point in denying the fact.
Would you mind signing, please? It's blowy outside, isn't it? And for 4, 7, or 8 gale, the forecast said, so it'll calm down likely. As we knew, you was both in the same racket and would likely want to be talking things over. We put you in adjacent rooms, 28 and 29, with intercommunicating door.
Oh, God.
And there's a parcel left for you, Mr. Meller, sir.
Parcel?
We had staying with us until last night. Lousy with politicians we've been, almost as bad as when the conferences are on in Blackpool. Sir Bertram Oliphant? He was something important, wasn't he, sir?
B.O.? He was once Under Secretary of State for Foreign Affairs.
Got the golden handshake for trying to sell what is now Malawi to what was then British Pecuniary Land.
I happened to mention that we had you two gentlemen staying with us, and he asked me to give you for safekeeping, sir, this.
Oh, watch it, old man.
What do you mean, watch it?
Well, you never know with parcels these days. I'm telling you, watch it.
Well, looks all right. I mean, it hasn't any wires attached. It's not ticking or anything. It's soft, squelchy.
They're up to all sorts of dodges, you know. Non-ticking, soft, squelchy parcels with no wires attached. Highly suspicious.
Well, you take it up to room 28.
I'm in room 29. Anyway, it was left for you.
Oh, old B.O. wouldn't have left a bomb now, would he? Not in a small hotel in Lytham St. Anne's. Right, I'll take charge of it, Mr.
Markovitz, sir. Mordecai Markovitz. Welsh, I am.
Really? Right. I'll see you, Sellers, in the bar at sundown. Is the bar still in the same place?
Oh, yes, sir. It's been all done up, sir. Beautiful it is. It's got music.
Oh, Lord. Ah, there you are. Have you these we have loathed playing non-stop in your room?
Yes. I rang down and complained. They said it was part of the amenities. What was in the parcel?
Now, let's go over and sit over there in the corner.
Well?
Hot stuff. He's written his memoirs.
Not another Crossman.
I tell you, this makes Crossman read like Enid Blyton.
He did read like Enid Blyton.
You know the old boy was mixed up in Suez and with the Russians and the Czechoslovak affair, and God knows what else. Well, of course, in all of them there was a certain amount of, double-dealing and double-crossing.
Well, naturally.
Had to be.
Diplomacy.
The way things are done.
Well, of course. If you're in the F.O., you can't come straight out and say he's a goodie or he's a baddie.
B.O. has.
What?
He spilt the beans. The entire beans, old boy. Hasn't left a single Hyde's job in the tin. I tell you, if this manuscript ever saw the publisher's light of day, the rest of their day would be very overcast indeed. If it was submitted to Macmillan, Harold wouldn't leave the country.
Harold Wilson?
No, Harold Macmillan. I've only read half of it. But my God.
Where is it?
Where's what?
The book. The manuscript.
In my room. There's an old-fashioned commode by the side of my bed. It's got a key. I shoved it in and locked the damn thing.
Well, what are you going to do with it? Sell the serial rights to the News of the World?
No, it's the Sunday Times for Revelations now. Virginia Woolf and all that. My Secret Life with George Best by Mrs. Nero. When we leave here, I'm going to take it back to London, deliver it, Virgo intacta, to the Attorney General, and say, there you are, mate. Your responsibility. He left a note.
The Attorney General? I thought he'd been looking a bit peaky.
No, no, B.O. I've got it here. Please take charge of this and have it placed in safekeeping. I'm afraid some people who would not wish the contents to be made known have found out where I am. I only came here to watch the golf and check the manuscript. But that's the way things are today, even in a quiet little place like Lytham.
Excuse me. Anyone is sitting here?
No.
You do not mind?
Not at all.
Thank you. You are come here for the golf?
Yes.
Well,
a fascinating game. We do not much play it in my country. In a way, I suppose it is like diplomacy or perhaps writing one's memoirs.
What?
With either, if you take risks, you land in trouble. And of course, always there are people who do not wish the truth to be spoken or written, and who will go to any length to suppress it. Any length. It is a pity, but it is so.
I suppose so.
Very true.
Sad, really. Where do you come from, sir?
The Baltic.
Is this your first visit to this country?
Oh, no, no, no. I have been here many times. I like this country very much. And your people. But sometimes they do silly things, you know? Do not we all,
eh? Do not we all? One for the road, old man?
I don't think so. I think I'll have a walk round the course.
Course?
The Royal Lytham and St. Anne's Golf Course, of course.
I might nip into Blackpool. Ken Dodd's on at the Winter Garden.
If you get back sober and in one piece after splitting your sides being tickled by a feather duster, we might have a nightcap in my room.
You are in the pleasant rooms overlooking the sea with the balcony, eh?
No.
Yes.
We have rather pokey little rooms at the back of the hotel, overlooking the bus station, and with the traffic tooting under your bed. Good night, sir. A great pleasure to have met you.
Good night. Have a good evening. Your Ken Dodd, I think, is most subtle. We have nothing like him in our country.
Oh, Jack.
Dicey. Distinctly dicey.
We have rooms with a balcony overlooking the sea.
That's why I said we were at the back of the hotel overlooking the bus station. God, you conservatives are slow on the uptake. What are you doing in the morning? Bingo, I suppose.
Eyes down, isn't it, until 2 p.m. I might walk round this ridiculous golf course with you. You wouldn't mind, would you?
As long as you keep quiet when I'm addressing the ball.
When you're doing what?
Addressing the ball.
Oh, there was a sketch once with the late Sid Field. He was told to address the ball, and he said, "Dear ball."
Well, we don't want any of that.
I think I'll go up to my room and get my credit cards. Might need them if I go to the casino.
Enjoy yourself with Subtle Titty Diddylator, or whatever he's called. Fortunate, aren't they, not having anything like him in their country?
Who's that?
Evening.
I think there must be some mistake. This is room 28.
Where is it?
Where is what?
The manuscript of those memoirs.
I should think by now somewhere around Preston. Or Crewe, perhaps. I put it on a train, special delivery.
You haven't been out of the hotel since you clocked in. We've kept tabs on you.
Oh, do put that thing away. It's ridiculous. It's like an old Elstree movie. You can't behave like this in Lytham St. Anne's.
It's loaded.
So are a lot of people in the bar downstairs. Been making yourself at home, haven't you?
Where is it?
I've told you. On its way to London. How did you get in here?
There are such things as master keys.
And corruptible chambermaids. Or Markovitz Bach down at reception.
What's in this?
The commode. Ooh, don't ask me. A potty, I should think.
It's locked. You have the key?
No, you seem to be in charge of the key department.
Now listen! You goddamn
shut up! Now that I'm in charge of the ironmongery, loaded or not. Oh, it was too. Fancy. Sit down. On the edge of the bed. There. Who are you? And who's paying you?
That's my business.
Well, we'd better dial 999, hadn't we?
Just a minute. Have a record. Not a good one.
That could be said for a great many pop singers.
This'll land me in dead trouble.
You're in dead trouble. Who paid you to try and get hold of the manuscript? That foreign character down in the bar.
What foreign character?
Come on, don't mess about. I want to see the second house of the Ken Dodd show. Who put you up to this?
I don't know. A man. He said he represented a syndicate. He knew who I was. He knew I came to this hotel a lot. To meet people.
You're a whore, are you?
That's my business.
By which I take it, you mean you're a whore.
He offered me money. My God, I needed it. To get the goddamn book out of the old geezer who'd written The Perishing Thing. He gave me that too. The revolver. To scare him.
Ever used one before?
If you want to know, yes.
Successfully?
If you want to know, yes. I found the old geezer had checked out of the hotel, and I found he'd left the goddamn parcel with you.
How did you find all this out? Flanfair feckin' Lenin at reception?
If you want to know, yes. What do you think you're doing? Going through my handbag?
You've been through my drawers. Surely I'm entitled to go through your handbag.
You'll find a packet of fags in it. Can I have one?
Certainly.
Oh, and the matches.
I'm so sorry. There.
Ta.
What were you paid in? Rubles?
Crisp. Brand new tennis.
You mean he wasn't a foreigner?
He was even more English than you are, if that's possible. MI 567, one of that bunch, I should think. Oh, wish I'd never met the bastard. It was only last night. Erotica Go-Go in Blackpool.
Erotica Go-Go? That's a new one, isn't it? Right. There's your handbag. I've taken one of your cards with what I take to be your business address. Either the police or I might pop in sometime. Have a massage. Now get the hell out of here and in future stick to straightforward, decent, commoner garden whoring. And don't get mixed up in foreign affairs. Get out and consider yourself extremely lucky.
Thank you. Charming.
Where's the key to that damn commode? Ah. Ooh. Wow. A lot of people would give a lot of money for Chapter 8.
This is a dog leg. Gary had an eagle here in 73.
Gary Cooper.
Gary Player.
What's an eagle?
An eagle is one stroke better than a birdie.
What's a birdie?
One under par.
What's par?
Look, old man. I am about to address the ball.
Dear ball.
Very tricky hole, this. Either you decide to take an iron and hope to get on the green with your third, or you take a driver and hope to God you don't land in that bunker on the right there.
Ken Dodd did a damn funny routine last night. He was supposed to be playing snooker with this other chap, and one of the balls ricocheted off the cushion and landed in his teeth.
Do you mind?
I'm sorry.
Hell!
Isn't that good?
Of course it isn't good. I'm in the bunker.
Well, you've got out of worse messes than that on your side of the house, haven't you?
We don't get into messes on our side of the house. We inherit those of the previous administration.
Now we're out of sight of all those chaps staring at you from the pav.
From the what?
The pavilion.
You mean the clubhouse.
Do you think I might have a shot?
Well, of course, old man. Here, take my driver. There's a ball.
I've never done it before in my life.
There's your tea.
Thank you, one lump. You just take a sort of swipe at it, do you?
Well, you don't stand with your feet. You don't hold the club like a... Well, oh, never mind. Carry on. Have a go.
Was that all right?
Not bad. Not bad at all. I should say about 240 yards straight down the fairway.
The fairway is the thing to aim at, is it?
Yes.
I mean, you're not supposed to go into those bunker things.
No. Well, come along. Get cracking. You can carry my clubs.
My God, they wear tongue.
I'll just take the niblick. I'll probably need it. I only hope I've got a decent lie.
You must be used to them by now with your party... I'm sorry, old man.
Did you read the rest of old B.O.'s book?
Yes, in bed last night, when I got back from Ken Dodd and the erotica, the little place I went to for supper.
Still hot stuff, is it?
It gets hotter. Chapter 8 ought to have been written on asbestos. There seem to be a number of people interested in it.
Really?
Well, that foreign type we met in the bar, all that guff he came out with about when you write your memoirs and tell the truth, you run risks... Don't tell me that was just light-hearted badinage. And, I didn't tell you this, old man. Before I went over to Blackpool, I had a visitor.
Who?
A woman in my room.
I should be very careful, old man. Been quite enough scandals in the Conservative Party. I don't think the budgie would like another one.
She was armed.
Good Lord. In Lytham St. Anne's? What did you do?
I disarmed her.
What did you use? Charm?
No, my fist.
Where's the book now? Still locked up in that commode?
It's okay, I hope. At least I know where it is.
Well, there's your ball straight ahead. I should take a number four iron.
A what?
A number four iron.
Which one is that?
That one. Well, someone like Jack Nicklaus or Tom Weisskopf would take a wood and hope to make the green in two. But you can't expect an absolute novice to have two flukes running. I'm for the bunker.
I say, Miller's old man!
Yes?
Come here! Quick!
Thing. I had another swipe with the wooden thing. I got on the lawn. I seem to be about 2 feet away from the stick with the flag. Is that all right?
It sounds splendid.
My God, do you have to carry all these clubs around with you? I've only used one, used it twice, and I'm practically in the hole. What's the matter?
Come here. Come down into the bunker. I have what is known as an awkward lie.
Well, as I said before, you've managed to get out...
Oh, shut up! We came to a little agreement, didn't we? No party politics. Look, you say your ball's about 2 feet from the hole. Mine is between 2 feet. What's more, they're human feet. A man's feet. Wearing crepe soles.
Good God.
Well, don't just stand there. Give me a hand. Help me scrape away the sand. Get the poor sod out, whoever he is. Belt up!
You take that leg. I'll take this one.
How long are you going to stay in that blasted bunker?
All day, if necessary. Go and play at Wentworth. Pull, damn you!
I am pulling!
Good Lord.
It's old B.O. Bertram Oliphant.
You know, when we got him half out, I'd a feeling I recognised his trousers. He always wore trousers with that small dog's tooth pattern.
Is he?
Well, he's not in the best of health.
You mean he's...
He's been shot. Here. Back of the head.
Four!
Oh, shut up! We have an unnatural hazard!
What do we do?
Matter for the authorities, I suppose. Better report it to the police.
Oh, Lord. I was going into Blackpool to play bingo in the afternoon. Probably do the pin tables, take a tram along the front, and perhaps go up to the tower. Then have a drink of the Dolce Vita, and catch the first house of Larry Grayson.
I think that, as very often happens in your conduct of proceedings on your side of the house, things are not going according to plan. Duck, man, duck!
That was a golf ball. Damn nearly hit me.
We'll explain on the way back to whoever drove it that he's not going to find himself alone in this bunker. Oh, come on, get my clubs.
Oh, dear God. I was just thinking. My sister asked if I'd like to spend part of the recess in her villa at St. Maxime. I said no. I was going to have a nice, quiet, restful time at Lytham St. Anne's.
Come in, Inspector.
Thank you, sir.
This is my room. Mr. Mellors is next door in 28.
Can't you turn that damn muzak down?
It is turned down. Please, Inspector, take a seat.
Thank you, sir. Nasty business.
Very.
Any idea, gentlemen, who might want the deceased to be, shall we say, disposed of in such an unusual way, shot and then buried in a bunker?
Well, now, let's think. The Russians.
The Egyptians.
The Israelis.
Tito.
Dr. Kissinger. Idi Amin.
The Irish. He said some very forthright things about them.
His mistress. He said some very forthright things about her.
Ian Smith.
Cyril Smith.
His second wife. He said some very forthright things about her.
The Flanges in Spain.
Illegal immigrants. Certainly the chaps who make a packet smuggling them in.
The anarchists, causing trouble in the car industry.
Vanessa Redgrave, perhaps. I mean, you never know these days, do you?
The press, I suppose. He was a character who said his say. He was a target.
Wide field, isn't it? Our information is that he'd written his autobiography.
Really?
and that it concerns certain, shall we say, somewhat sensational disclosures.
Really?
You wouldn't know anything about that, would you, gentlemen? I mean, the book wouldn't by any chance have come your way.
We've already told you, Inspector, we're government and opposition whips, not carrier pigeons.
It was an autobiography, I believe, alleged to have been written by the deceased. Now, there must be in existence somewhere, shall we say, a manuscript.
Oh, probably with his publisher.
Or in a safe deposit, if he'd had any sense, which he had.
Are you staying in Lytham for long, gentlemen?
I think until the end of the week. I want to watch the amateur championships.
I want to see some of your tourist attractions, you know, famous landmarks.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. I'll probably have to trouble you again after we've made a few inquiries. Odd about his shoes, wasn't it?
Shoes?
The shoes he was wearing when you found him in the bunker. They were bought in Russia, in that big Moscow store, Gum.
Gum?
Gum.
And by gum, they weren't his size. They were somebody else's shoes. They were the equivalent of our size 11. I should think he took 9 or 9.5. He'd quite small feet for a man of his height. Well, thank you again, gentlemen.
I think you'd better take charge of that manuscript.
Me? Why?
Well, whoever's after it obviously knows I've got it. I suppose that damn man at reception told them.
What do I do with the blasted thing?
Wrap it in cellophane, put it in the cistern of your loo, and don't pull the plug.
Suppose I want to go?
Don't. In the interests of national security, hold.
Why don't you hand it over to the police?
I don't think this is a matter for the police, yet the murder is, not the manuscript. In the meantime, I'd like to find out who bumped off the old boy. And I don't know, I have a hunch we might have more chance of finding that out than the fuzz.
Getting ourselves shot and buried in a couple of other bunkers in the process?
Nonsense, they wouldn't dare not put the championships on for the rest of the week. With all those TV cameras watching, Henry Longhurst might be looking.
What are you doing this evening?
I was going to have a drink with the pro.
With the who?
The pro. At the club. Andrew. I thought I might have a few lessons.
Really?
What are you up to?
Oh, I thought I might go into Blackpool, see this Larry Grayson chap you keep talking about.
Really? Well, come through and I'll give you the... Oh. Visiting day seems to be a regular event in this establishment.
What do you mean?
The commode by the side of my bed. I have the key in my pocket and it's been smashed open.
I'm sorry, sir. I was just going to draw the curtains and turn down your bed, sir.
Anyone been in this room while I was out?
No one, sir, except me, when I went round it this morning with the Hoover.
Have you a master key for the rooms in this floor?
No, sir. Mrs. Jackson, the housekeeper, has master keys.
The commode thing by the side of my bed, it's been broken into. Ooh. Something I deposited in it, something rather valuable, has been removed.
Wasn't me, sir, I swear. I never so much as touched it, not even when I was hoovering. Ooh, looks as though someone had kicked it in. What a terrible thing to do. It was a nice little commode. It was mahogany.
Well, carry on and do the room.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to have a word with our friend on reception, a word with Mrs. Jackson, and a number of words with the proprietrix. Well, at least you can now go to the loo as often as you like.
Why?
Because the damn thing's gone. Disappeared. Disparu. Now I suppose I shall get a grade A rocket for not handing it over to the police in the first place. Look, there are your golf clubs in the corner. I'm fed up lugging them all over the place.
I'll take them through to my room. What's that?
What's what?
Halfway up the wall.
It's one of the towels from the bathroom wrapped round that damn Muzak to stop it keeping me awake all night.
I never thought of that. Shall we meet in the bar?
Where else?
I may join you?
What?
We had the pleasure of meeting last night.
Please, sit down.
Thank you. That was a terrible thing about one of your former diplomats being shot here in this peaceful little town.
You've heard about it?
It was on the 6 o'clock news. The body, they buried in a bunker. Whoever would do a thing like that must be out of his mind. I understand from the receptionist that you and the friend who is with you last night are also politicians.
He's a fund of information, isn't he? The man on the desk.
Did either of you happen to know the unfortunate gentleman?
Very well. Mm. He was quite a character. He spoke his mind.
Ah. It is a strange coincidence, is it not?
What?
Well, only last night I am saying that if you take risks in politics by saying something or perhaps writing something about which it would be wiser to keep quiet, there are people who will go to any length to suppress it. If need be, by suppressing the person involved. Poor, poor fellow.
As you say, poor, poor fellow.
Alexis.
Excuse me, please. A business acquaintance of mine. We are timber exporters from Finland. We have been in Liverpool. We have our own jet airplane. Well, our company's executive jet. We come over here for a little fresh air.
And the golf?
And, as you say, the golf.
Well, try to keep out of those bunkers.
That's what they said to Adolf Hitler. Good night, sir.
Oh, good night.
Well, that scared the living daylight out of them.
Out of whom?
The proprietrix, the chap on the desk, Mrs. Jackson, the housekeeper, and Rose, the chambermaid. Ah, the proprietrix is in a hell of a state. She's worried about the hotel's reputation.
From what I've seen late at night in this bar, the reputation couldn't go down much.
The price is good.
I've just had another cozy little chat with our foreign friend, the chap we met last night. I have news for you, old man.
What?
He has very large feet. I should say size 11.
We can't go round with them, St. Anne's, accusing everyone who takes size 11. Really, you socialists, you'd nationalise everything, even the size of murderous footwear.
Are you really having a session with the pro?
Yes. After those couple of shots I had this morning, I've got rather hooked on the game. It seems so easy. Are you really going into Blackpool?
Oh, just for a wander round. What was the name of that nightclub you mentioned?
The Erotica Argogo. I might come over later.
Probably see you.
Unless I decide to practice putting in my room. Well, you really think I could make a go of it?
Oh, well, it's taken up the game a wee thing late in life, sir. But I bet in a year your handicap's down to 14.
That's good, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's a damn sight better than some of the folk we're having here this week.
And you think this set of clubs is just the job, do you?
Oh, aye. Beautiful clubs. And I'll fix you up the balls and gloves and the rest of it in the morning.
Thank you. And I must buy that book by Arnold Palmer. Same again.
No, thank you, Mr. Melliser. Got to see the secretary. He wants another marquee put up for the hospitality of these damned TV folk. Ach, they do get in the way. I'll see you in the morning, sir.
Cheerio, Andrew. I'll have something similar, steward.
It is Mr. Sellers, isn't it? Mr. Arnold Sellers, the MP.
Well, actually...
Yes, I was told you were the one who was mad keen on golf, buying a new set of clubs.
Yes.
Can I offer you a drink?
I've just got one, thanks.
Oh, let's go over in the corner. A bit quieter. I have what you might call a proposition. Bottoms up.
Bottoms up.
5,000 cash.
I beg your pardon?
5,000 for the exclusive serial rights of Bertie Oliphant's memoirs.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, come off it. We know the manuscript was handed over to you for safekeeping. 5,000.
Which paper are you?
Let's say I'm the Yellow Press. These days, the more blue that appears in the Yellow Press, the better.
Sorry, not interested.
7,500, that's the tops.
Sorry, not
interested.
Where's your sparring partner tonight, your opposite number?
Mr. Miller. Mm. He's doing the town. He's over in Blackpool.
Oh, I heard he was one for the nightlife. 10.
Not interested.
All the fours, 44.
44, hit.
Green, doctor's orders number 9.
Blast.
Red, lucky for some, 13.
Lucky for me?
White, two fat ladies, 88.
Oh.
Blue, 21.
Well, of course, the carry-on there. And then they all started singing and shouting. Well, of course, I had to leave, didn't I? I thought, I'm out of this lot. What a gay day. What a tight night.
Present for the first time at the Erotica, Tahiti's most provocative stripper, Cece Lamartini!
Another drink, gorgeous.
I've never been to Tahiti.
Tahiti? She's from Tunbridge Wells. Her name's Effie Gamble.
Gamble? What I'm going to have? A little later. A little flutter.
Faites vos jeux.
Oh, I must say, faithful Fred, aren't you, dear? D-set every time.
My lucky number.
Oh, how long have you been playing it?
Since I came in. Oh, around midnight.
Rihanna Vaplu.
One much?
Oh, I haven't had a tickle.
Oh. Well, who signed you in? Mr. Marinello?
Who's he?
Well, he owns this place. Owns half of Blackpool.
Oh?
Got his finger in every pie that ever came out of the oven, Mr. Marinello has. Knows the lot.
Does he?
Yeah. Here, I bet if you was to ask him who done in that bloke in the bunker, he'd give you chapter and verse.
Really?
Bon capture noir.
That's it.
Oh, not going, are you, dear? The night's young.
It's a 3:15, and I'm broke. What was that fella's name? Mantovani?
Marinello.
Marinello. Thanks. Good night.
Sleep well, dear. If you've a leak in your duvet, don't get any feathers up your nose.
Oh, damned key. Ah. Oh, Lord. Lights. Where the... hell are the lights? Ooh. Ooh. Mustn't wake up old Mellors. Number of times I've said that in the house. He's snoring. I hope he's asleep. What that must sound like in his own room, I shudder to shrink.
Now what?
In Unnatural Hazard, the first part of Mellors and Sellers by Alan Melville, Vincent Mellors was played by Edward Hardwick and Arnold Sellers by Robert Lang. Mordecai was played by Anthony Daniels. A steward, Geoffrey Collins. A stranger, Peter Woodthorpe. A woman, Shirley Dixon. The inspector, James Thomason. A maid, Terry Lang, and a golf professional, Fraser Carr. Other parts were played by Anne Rosenfelt and Michael Tudor Barnes. The producer was John Tideman.